This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as fit as a butcher's dog after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because of exposure recently with someone who has since tested positive for the coronavirus. In a video messaging posted on Monday on Twitter from his London apartment at Downing Street, Johnson said it did not matter that he has already endured the COVID-19 pandemic. And the quarantine requirement comes at the start of a crucial week for Johnson's Conservative government that includes discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. And negotiators are meeting in Brussels this week, with time on a deal running out fast. A fast-strengthening Hurricane Iota is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm early Monday as it heads for the same part of Central America battered by a similar powerful hurricane, Eta, just a week ago. The forecaster said that Iota continued to show signs of strengthening and could be a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane by the time it reaches Central America. Forecasters said it continued to show the signs. Evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua and Honduras near their shared border, which appeared to be Iota's likely landfall. Winds and rain were already being felt on the Nicaraguan coast Sunday night. Peru's interim president resigned Sunday, just 5 days after taking office, sparking celebrations in the capital. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Moreno after parliament ousted his popular predecessor. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then he backtracked, saying that he concedes nothing, and he vowed to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region has confirmed firing missiles at neighboring Eritrea's capital, and he is threatening more, saying that we will take any legitimate military target and we will fire. Confirmation by Tigray regional president in an interview with the Associated Press marks a huge escalation as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region spills across the international border. The United States is strongly condemning what it calls the efforts to internationalize the conflict. Eritrea, one of the world's most reclusive nations, has not commented. The news comes as Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resources reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world. The center shows the U.S. surpassing 11 million coronavirus cases Sunday, adding 1 million new cases in less than a week.
Professor Ugur Sahin, chief executive of Germany's BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shakili, London.
And again, just recapping some of our top stories. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as fit as a butcher's dog after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because he recently came in contact with someone who since contracted the coronavirus. Of course, Johnson already dealt with the coronavirus back in April, but says he is still taking precautions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.